The next town you will come to is Potosi. We'll let Potosi Mayor Frank Fiorenza give you the introduction to Potosi in verse.
Near the shores of the Mississippi, where the bluffs are dense with trees, where eagles soar and catfish swim, lies a pleasant scenic valley. And I think that kind of describes Potosi. And of course, then there's a rich history for all the things that happened in that pleasant scenic valley.
Like many of the communities located along the Wisconsin Great River Road, Potosi is one of the oldest in Wisconsin, says Frank Fiorenza.
Potosi is an old community. It dates back to 1827 with the founding of the St. John lead mine by Willis St. John. It is believed to be the oldest lead mine in the United States. There is evidence that Native Americans were trading lead for copper with Native Americans from other parts of the nation.
Today, visitors can experience a real lead mine at the St. John lead mine. It's open for tours April through October. Like many of the communities along the Wisconsin Great River Road, Potosi's heyday was in the early 1800s. Frank Fiorenza explains.
In 1848, when Wisconsin became a state, Potosi had more people living in it than did the city of Milwaukee. In fact, in 1844, 1845, there were about 4,000 people living in the Potosi Valley, with about 1,500 living right here in Potosi itself.
The history of Potosi is a microcosm of the history of the entire Mississippi River Valley region of Wisconsin. Frank Fiorenza talks about the population changes that have affected this small community.
One thing you might be interested in is how did Potosi go from a population of 4,000 in the Potosi Valley down to 454? Two things happened. The gold rush in 1849, many of the miners went out to California. And then we had two cholera epidemics in around 1852 and a second in 1855. And so the population really dropped. And so we've been on a decline since, I should say, after the Civil War. There was a brief resurgence in lead mining during the Civil War era. But after that, there was really not much of a market for the lead and zinc in the area, mostly lead. But we're on the upswing now, and we are reinventing ourselves, and we are becoming, we were a mining community, then a mining slash farming community, then a mining farming residential community, and now we're a mining farming, no longer mining, but farming, residential, and agriculture, and tourist community.
One of the most unique aspects of Potosi is the brewery that stands in the center of town. Today, the newly restored building houses a restaurant and a brewery museum. In the 1800s, before the advent of modern pasteurization and refrigeration, beer was a highly perishable product. So, nearly every community along the Wisconsin Great River Road had its own brewery. Potosi's was one of the largest and one of the most successful, says Frank Fiorenza.
In small towns in Wisconsin, and probably throughout the United States, most small towns had their own cheese factory or their own brewery. Refrigeration wasn't what it is today. Beer was not pasteurized, so the shelf life of a bottle of beer was very limited. So there were breweries in Potosi and Platteville and Cassville and Boscobel and Mineral Point, and they had served a small area, mostly their local community. One of the things that sets the Potosi Brewery apart is they envisioned and employed larger marketing strategies. So the Potosi Brewery not only served our local community, but the local Potosi Brewery delivered beer to Iowa, to Illinois, to Minnesota, traveling the Great River Road all the way up to the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And eventually, because of the railroad line parallels the river, they shipped the beer all the way out to Arizona and California.
In addition to the brewery, another prominent feature in Potosi is the St. Thomas Church. The parish itself dates to 1836. The church building was built in 1846 and was designed by Father Mazzuchelli, one of the most important figures in the Wisconsin frontier of the early 1800s. In 1830, Father Mazzuchelli, then only 23 years old, was sent to be the only missionary in a vast territory stretching from Canada through the entire Great Lakes region. No single person had more effect on the development of the region. Frank Fiorenza talks about this important figure in the early frontier.
Father Mazzuchelli was a Dominican priest. He came here from Italy and then to Green Bay and then came down to this portion of the Wisconsin Territory. At that time, the territory included parts of eastern Iowa and parts of Illinois. And Father Mazzuchelli was one of the few priests in the area serving the needs of the people. And he served the needs not just of the Catholic people, but of all the people. In fact, he was very, very well beloved, and a lot of people had trouble pronouncing his Italian name, so he was known as Father Matthew Kelly instead of Mazzuchelli.
The Potosi area is an excellent destination for birders. During the fall and spring migrations, it is an ideal place to observe waterfowl of all kinds. Frank Fiorenza describes his favorite Potosi birdwatching spot.
There is a road called the Point Road, which goes out to the Mississippi River. In a stretch of 250 miles, it is as far out as you can be on the river without actually being in a boat. It is not only a unique perspective of the river, but it is an absolutely stunning area for bird watching.
As you view the scenic vistas along the Wisconsin Great River Road, and as you explore the small communities along the way and meet the townspeople in these places, you will quickly notice that there's a different pace to things. Mississippi River communities are much different than small lakeside towns. In Frank Fiorenza's opinion, there's a big difference between lakeside communities and river towns.
A lake is almost, what should I say, manicured, manufactured. You can have wonderful experiences on a lake. But one of the unique things I think about Potosi is it seems unspoiled. It doesn't seem like it's man-made. You don't have houses ringing the river the way you might a lake. People have their cabins and cottages encircling the lake. I think that you can experience here a little bit more of the wilderness area, a little bit more of what it was like to be in a wilderness area. There are an awful lot of things in Potosi and the surrounding area that are, I guess the word I would use is unspoiled.
For more about the history of the Potosi-Tennyson area, visit the Passage Through Time Museum, located at 116 North Main Street in downtown Potosi. The museum has a brochure that outlines a self-guided driving tour through the area's many historic sites. Please pause the audio tour and continue after you've passed through Potosi.